I'd like to introduce the members of the quintet. This group has existed for 22 years now, and of course I'm the only original surviving member, or in the group, that is. Most of the boys are still with us, but in spirit only. And these guys, though, have been with me longer than any other group, and I'd like to introduce our bass player. Good to see him here tonight. And he hails from Pacifica, California. Please welcome James Kerwin on the bass. Fellow over there with the bongo drums and the mandolin and the fiddle and the talking drums and the shakers and bells, triangle. He will turn any common household item into a musical instrument. And he also does play body parts. And before we leave here tonight, I'm sure you'll be amazed at this guy. He's got his own CD out. I think it is out. It's out there somewhere. We flew on a plane so small they couldn't take any of our luggage. It was too small for that. At any rate, I hope you'll be able to pick up on this CD of his. It's called Camp Town, and he's from Davis, California. Please welcome Joe Craven. They said you couldn't put a flute in bluegrass. And I don't know about that. But anyhow, you certainly can put a flute in dog music any day. And this young fella here has been playing flute with this group for 8 years. And he's about to release his own CD called Flute Jazz on the acoustic disc label. Please welcome from Point Richmond, California, Matt Eckel on flutes. And last but not least, a young boy from the bluegrass country of Argentina. He comes from Cordoba, Argentina, and he's a master of many Latin styles of guitar playing, and he ain't bad at bluegrass either, or swing, jazz, funk, whatever. He has two CDs out. One is called Solos from South America, and are beautiful guitar solos from various South American countries. And his latest Latin touch, we call him El Magnifico. Please welcome Enrique Coria on guitar. We'll do the title tune from a CD called Doganova. This kind of features Enrique a lot. And the Latin side of dog music, Doganova.